ceasefire, and it appears have no intention to stop this war. In fact, they're increasing their attacks not only against Ukrainian military targets, but civilians and civilian infrastructure.
The president also says severe tariffs will be imposed on Russia if there is not a ceasefire within at least 50 days. Dozens of ice cream makers are now promising to get rid of artificial dyes in their products. Some candy companies, including the maker of brightly colored M&Ms, are resisting. This is ABC News. The White House continues trying to diffuse anger among the ranks of MAGA, who are upset that the Justice Department won't be releasing any more information from the so-called Epstein files. Here's ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl.
Trump worked the phones over the weekend trying to diffuse this controversy. Meanwhile, Attorney General Pam Bondi, FBI Director Kash Patel were both here at the White House for meetings. I am told this subject did come up. Some of President Trump's outside supporters are now calling for a special counsel to look into all this, but senior officials who I have spoken to here at the White House say the president has made it perfectly clear that he wants to move on.
The garbage strike in Philadelphia is over. Trash pickup resumed yesterday. Out this morning, J.P. Morgan profits fell in the second quarter, but were still just over $14 billion, which beats Wall Street's expectations. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon warning of further global risks. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. After the recent rain some got, it's important to check for standing water and things around your yard, such as trash and recycling bins, flower pots, tire swings, and be sure to change the water in any bird baths you may have. Mosquitoes look for standing water to breed, so help fight the bite and keep them from buzzing around your home. You can find more tips at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Wednesday, July 16th at 10:30 a.m., it's the Magic of Isaiah at the Park Falls Public Library. This is your opportunity to join lacrosse area magician Isaiah Foster for an hour of magical fun. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, July 16th at 10:30 a.m. over at the Park Falls Public Library, and yes, it is free! A Wisconsin senator predicts struggling food pantries in the wake of the Trump budget bill. Lisa Hale reports.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says food pantries in Wisconsin, already feeling the squeeze as food insecurity rises, will be even more strapped after the budget bill passed by the Trump administration.
I've been traveling the state and visiting food pantries who are already strapped at their capacity, barely able to meet the hunger needs in their communities. And if people lose their nutrition assistance, their food stamps, are no longer able to purchase nutritious food for their families at grocery stores, they are then going to have to rely on food pantries, food banks, and again, they're at capacities.
Baldwin says over 3 million Americans will lose SNAP benefits under the new budget bill. About 705,000 Wisconsin residents rely on SNAP benefits for food assistance. Of those receiving assistance, 270,000 are children, and 108,000 are senior citizens. Baldwin made her comments in a press conference Saturday in Green Bay on the effects the budget bill will have on Wisconsinites. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices.
Paul Andrew Korob, age 75, of Butternut, passed away on Saturday, July 12th, within Butternut. He is survived by his wife Kathy of Butternut, six children, Rich Padres of Butternut, Tina Donchie of Kimberly, Mark Padres of Park Falls, Deb Baining of Green Bay, Joy Kaler of Oakdale, Minnesota, and Paul Korob of Los Angeles, California. He is also survived by 15 grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, his siblings, Adam Korob of Phillips, Peter Korob, David Korob, Caroline Cooley of Park Falls, Edward Korob of Story City, Iowa, Jim Korob of Green Bay, Ken Korob of Dawsonville, Georgia, Art Korob of Two Rivers, and Mike Korob of Hayden, Indiana. He is further survived by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A funeral mass will be offered at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Thursday, July 17th at 11 a.m. Father Saji Pazukathara will officiate. A visitation will be held at the church on Thursday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice of Paul Andrew Korob, 75.
Dolores Mary Kempf, 99, passed away on July 7th with family by her side, just 40 days short of her 100th birthday. She is survived by her 18 grandchildren, by 34 great-grandchildren, and by 7 great-great-grandchildren. Further survived by her 3 children, Dolly Rain of Marshfield, by Lenny Kempf of Glidden, and by Tim Kempf of Three Lakes. And further survived by her daughters-in-law. Massive Christian burial to be held at the Most Precious Blood Catholic Church in Glidden. On her 100th birthday, on August 18th, visitation begins at 9:30 a.m. with a Mass beginning at 11 a.m. This has been the funeral notice for Dolores Mary Kempf, age 99. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Brewers add more players. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have wrapped up their picks in the Major League Baseball draft. Milwaukee adding 22 new players to the organization, 8 position players, and 14 pitchers. The All-Star game is tonight in Atlanta. The Brewers' Freddy Peralta there along with closer Trevor McGill.
I'm pretty fired up, that's for damn sure. Just happy to be around this clubhouse, you know, and great group of guys to enjoy this with, that's for damn sure.
I asked rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski what was his favorite All-Star game to watch growing up. The Miz says it was the one he saw in person back in 2012 in his hometown at the age of 10.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the one in Kansas City. What, that would have been 12? 12, there you go. I remember going to that and seeing that, and I thought it was the coolest thing that all the big stars were in one place. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting.
That's Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a cold front coming through today, and that's going to change things up a bit. We'll start with sunshine, temperatures in the mid-80s by early to mid-afternoon, then scattered thunderstorms and falling temperatures later today. Tonight, thunderstorms, heavy rain, 54. Tomorrow's high, only 63, with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
98 Q Country.
Christianity was crazy. I walk into his office, he goes, well, the good news is you can have all the salad you want. I don't want any salad. What's the bad news? He wanted me to eat salad as the food. Salad's not food. Salad comes with the food. You go out, you order a steak, what do? They bring you salad. They don't even charge you for it because it ain't worth anything, because it ain't food. Salad comes before the meal. Salad is a promissory note that food will soon arrive.
May all your weekends be filled with sunshine, summertime, and red hot country.
Good time, sunshine, and summertime.
98 Q Country.
Whose bed have your boots been under?
Baby, have your boots been under? Don't look so lonely. Don't act so blue. I know I'm not the only girl you run to. I know about Lolita, your little Spanish flame. I've seen your eyes. Redhead down the lane. Whose bed have your boots been under? Whose heart did you see? I wonder. This time did it feel like thunder, baby? Who did you run to? And whose lips have you been kissing? And whose ear did you make a wish in? Is she the one that you've been missing, baby? Have your boots been under? I heard you've been sneaking around with Jim. And what about that weekend with Beverly Hills? And I've seen you walking with long legs and weeks. And you were just talking last night. Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you see? I wonder. This time did it feel like thunder, baby? And who did you run to? And whose lips have you been kissing? And whose ear did you make a wish in? Is she the one?
Cisco Flats here at 98Q Country. Are we ready? Are we ready to get this laid-back summer giveaway kicked off? All right, let's get you qualified today. Our key word for today is recline. R-E-C-L-I-N-E, recline. That is your key word to text us through the 98Q Country portion of the Civic Media app. If you've got it on your Android or iPhone already, you know what to do. Tap on 98Q and recline, R-E-C-L-I-N-E. Get it sometime today, and you'll automatically be in to have a chance to be one of the qualifiers to win the nearly $600 chair from recliner from Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Pretty cool. And other prizes. Every qualifier also will get a prize, even if you don't win the chair. So recline is your key word. We're working on getting all the details of the giveaway on our 98QCountry.com website. Should be there shortly. So recline is your key word. Let's get a laid-back summer off and running. Get that entry to us right now through the Civic Media app, and good luck.
We're back. Yeah. Whether you're getting over someone,
I'm going to need some whiskey glasses,
to party,
and there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old said a four-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight, he crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. I wrapped him in a hook, said, my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman. We'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do, cause I've been watching you. Hey, yeah. Uh-huh.
up with who. But she's in here chasing tequila with high noon. Don't know how long she's been moving on. Maybe 5 weeks or 5 minutes, but it can't be too long. And we did that what's your name thing. Where you from and what's your favorite drink? She said, shut up, come and dance with me. And now she's singing, girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she's about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me down, 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 yeah. Don't know what happened tonight. Don't know what happened last week. Don't know what happened to her, but she about to happen to me. Probably be the one that got away. But right now I'm taking every second I can take. So we keep talking and we keep drinking. Oh, and I keep falling and she keeps on singing. Girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she's about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now. Ain't even trying to get out. So come.
It's 105 in the shade.
It's hot, really hot.
It's gonna be a red hot summer.
98Q Country.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't wanna learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, unstoppable. This kiss. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's this kiss, unsinkable. This kiss, you can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop, under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion, let's let everything slide. It's that pivotal moment. It's a subliminal.
Faith Hill.
It's criminal. This kiss, this kiss.
98Q Country.
It's the way you love it.
It is the 15th day of July. We're halfway through this whole July thing. Is July your favorite month of the year? Well, a lot of people it is. A lot of people it is. It's going to be warm today, and then it's going to be cooler tomorrow. So, sweatshirt, probably tomorrow, with temperatures not getting a whole lot above 60, it looks like. But today, until the thunderstorms slide through later tonight and push a cold front into us, it's going to be a humid, warm day yet today. Couple of ways for you to have a little fun today with us. You can get that Civic Media app up on your phone, and you can text us two different times. The first time should be the keyword for our laid-back summer giveaway, where someone's going to win a recliner valued at nearly $600 from Shawamigan Home Furnishings and many other prizes. The keyword today is recline, R-E-C-L-I-N-E, recline. I've been looking at some of the texts that have been coming in. You're doing a good job of spelling, all right? B-plus so far. A couple of you, not so much. Recline, R-E-C-L-I-N-E. So get that to us. And also, through that same one, you can text us the keyword Miz, M-I-Z, because we're giving away a pair of tickets to the Brewer game a week from Saturday when they take on the Miami Marlins. So a chance for you to qualify with Recline and a chance for you to... win a pair of Brewer tickets with the keyword. Gray wanted us to do the entire word. He said, make them spell it. Miserat, just make them spell it. So I went with Miz. M-I-Z. The Brewer's new sensational and now controversial pitcher. Oh, he's a member of the All-Star game tonight, but he's only pitched five games. Five games, that's it. That's it. The previous record for that was 11. When was it the Skeens guy last year? 11 games? There was another guy that only had like 13. But so the Miz will be out there, hopefully get a chance to pitch tonight. So get us those keywords. See if we can make you a winner. All through the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Just tap on 98Q and Miz text and then recline text and you're good to go. Today is National Be a Dork Day today, so you are you have the free will what's that? Oh, you didn't even know it was going on, and you already have celebrated. Well, that's nice. So, National, we're all dorks, really, deep down. Even the coolest of the cool, we know we're all just a little bit dorky. I'm bringing up my place where I usually have the ba-dum-bum-tsh. I'm looking and I see that they're all gone. That might be good news for you. See, you didn't think it was going to be a good day. The morning show, guys, ba-dum-bum-tsh is disappeared. Well, be one of those days, I guess. What else do we have going on today? I give you permission to find something to look forward to. All right, I think that is. Somebody, I was trying to figure out where I heard it, but someone a few months back, they talked about one of the keys. There's a lot of keys to being happy, you know, just trying to find, you know, a happy space and be mentally okay. And one of the things that they talked about was having stuff to look forward to, you know, whether it's a daily thing or whatever it may be. Find something that brings you joy. And that is also not destructive to you, healthy. Something that brings you joy, whether it's a good movie or a favorite sitcom or a little snack or whatever it may be. Something that brings you joy. And put that in your future. Schedule that, whether it be today or tomorrow. Maybe a good cup of coffee from the local coffee shop. Whatever it may be, the key, one of the keys to, you know, a little bit of joy is having something to look forward to, not waking up in the morning and just like, what am I going to do today? What am I going to do today? Even a to-do list sometimes is good. You know, have something, because you've heard this many times before, and we've talked about this with our financial folks on Tuesday mornings about people that retire. You know, it's just like, well, before you retire, you got to figure out what are you retiring to? You know, waking up in the morning and just having nothing to do sounds wonderful for the first day. And then the second and third day, you're like, well, what am I doing here? What am I going to do? And it could be something very simple as a project at home. You know, maybe paint a room. Maybe sweep out the garage, whatever it may be. Something. There has to be purpose to the day. And I'm just like everybody else. I have the good days and I have the bad days. Some days I'm just like, what am I doing here? And then other days where you just feel motivated. Well, one of the small keys, it's not everything, the small one is just having something to look forward to. Maybe you, maybe you like to golf. Maybe you like to bowl. You know, join a bowling league. Something that brings you joy. That when you wake up in the morning, you can say, all right, I'm going to do this today. You know, it can be tough without that at the end of the day or end of the tunnel there. So just sort of pass it. Because I'll be honest, the last couple of days for me, I don't even know why, I've been a couple of those days where sometimes you sit in a chair and you're just like, your brain just doesn't want to do anything. You know what I mean? I mean, we've all been there before. You're just kind of like, so you got to find that little joy, whatever it may be. For me, a good cup of coffee usually will spark a little something in me. Today, that's pretty temporary. Speaking of Starbucks coffee, Starbucks has officially ordered their workers who are working remotely from home to return to the office. At least 4 days a week. I mean, if there ever was one gig where you wanted to show up, I think it would be Starbucks, because there's probably coffee there, whether it's at the office or at the actual Starbucks location. So I don't know why you would want to work remotely. Someone else is making the coffee for you. Tomorrow we got a nice event going on at the Park Falls Library on Wednesday at 10:30. The Magic of Isaiah is back. He's been here before. I've seen the photos and the crowds that have shown up. So he's from La Crosse, and he's a magician. And he, it's about a little over an hour of just magical fun, and it's free. So this free event is made possible by the full funding from the employees of the Weather Shield location right here in Park Falls, a grant funding through the Weather Shield Light Foundation, which gives thousands and thousands back to the community. So a salute to Weather Shield for bringing Isaiah the Magician to the Park Falls Library for a free event for everybody tomorrow morning at 10:30. It's 7:35. Let's get some news and sports to get you updated this morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest region of the country dealing with severe weather, the Northeast. A state of emergency declared in New Jersey. In New York City, several subway stations flooded as the rain fell. The White House signaling a huge shift on Ukraine. President Trump now says sophisticated U.S. weapons will be distributed to NATO, who will pay for them and send them to Kyiv. ABC contributor Mick Mulroy.
We now understand that it is Russia who not only, of course, started the war, but Russia who will not accept the U.S. proposed ceasefire, and it appears has no intention to stop this war. In fact, they're increasing their attacks not only against Ukrainian military targets, but civilians and civilian infrastructure.
The president also says severe tariffs will be imposed on Russia if there is not a ceasefire within at least 50 days. Dozens of ice cream makers are now promising to get rid of artificial dyes in their products. Some candy companies, including the maker of brightly colored M&Ms, are resisting. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermaine. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Planning on heading to local fairs or even some petting zoos? Just remember, even animals that look healthy can have germs that can make you sick. If you plan on visiting any animals, please remember to wash your hands after leaving animal areas, even if you did not touch any of the animals. Soap and water is best, but you can use hand sanitizer with 60% alcohol until soap and water are available. Remember also, do not eat or drink around animals, and keep food and drinks out of animal areas. Not only will that help fight contamination on your end, it may also help stop the animals from eating or drinking something they really should not. And lastly, please be sure to leave strollers, cups, and toys outside of animal areas. And remember, children under 5 should not touch chickens or ducks and should always be supervised when around animals. These tips and more can be found at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Thursday, July 22nd from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., it's Can You Grow It Garden Tours. This is a field trip to visit some local gardens. Meet at the Phillips Public Library at 4 p.m. to receive some info and an itinerary. And if you have any questions, you can contact the library at 715-339-2868 or email them curbside@phillipspl.org, or you can send them a private message via their Facebook page, Phillips Public Library. They hope to see you for this fun event. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, July 22nd from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. Monarch butterflies are two steps away from extinction, but some state lawmakers want them to represent Wisconsin. Lisa Hale has more.
Monday, Wisconsin State Senator Rachel Cabral-Guevara of Appleton introduced the legislation to make the endangered monarch butterfly the Wisconsin state butterfly, and she did so at the Butterfly Garden of Wisconsin in Outagamie County. The monarch was categorized as endangered in 2022. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says since the 1980s, over 95% of the western monarch population has disappeared. They blame habitat loss, climate change, and pesticide use. Supporters hope that if the monarch becomes the state butterfly, greater awareness and support for the monarch's protection and habitat conservation will follow.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers add more players. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have wrapped up their picks in the Major League Baseball draft. Milwaukee adding 22 new players to the organization, 8 position players, and 14 pitchers. The All-Star game is tonight in Atlanta. The Brewers' Freddy Peralta there along with closer Trevor McGill.
I'm pretty fired up, that's for damn sure. Happy to be around this clubhouse, you know, and great group of guys to enjoy this with, that's for damn sure.
I asked rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski what was his favorite All-Star game to watch growing up. The Miz says it was the one he saw in person back in 2012 in his hometown at the age of 10.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the one in Kansas City. What, that would have been 12? 12, there you go. I remember going to that and seeing that, and I thought it was the coolest thing that all the big stars were in one place. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting.
That's Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
If you've been diagnosed with dementia or care for someone who has, the ADRC of the North is here to help. A local dementia care specialist offers free consultations and support to connect you with resources that help you stay active and engaged in your community. Services include support groups in Phillips and Park Falls, along with other social and educational opportunities. Call the ADRC of the North at 1-866-663-3607 to learn more about what a dementia care specialist can do for you.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter, literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Save big on everything for your next outdoor project when you shop at Menards. Shop our huge in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber, decking, fencing, and timbers. All easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Get free estimates fast with our easy-to-use fence and deck design programs in-store and on Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
We have a cold front coming through today, and that's going to change things up a bit. We'll start with sunshine, temperatures in the mid-80s by early to mid-afternoon, then scattered thunderstorms and falling temperatures later today. Tonight, thunderstorms, heavy rain 54, tomorrow's high only 63 with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
98Q Country.
Up means a button-down shirt and a good pair of jeans. Wasn't Sunday supper without collard greens. Dad was boss, Christ is king. Friday night was living for them lights to come on. Then I turned to Miller Lights when I turned 21. There's some things about me that I can't change. I'll always be the man that homemade me love a dirt road. My pickup truck must have got to her, windows down, singing every word of that George Strait mixtape that was homemade. Homemade me love a dirt road. Homemade me crave some ice cold. Homemade sweet tea, only mama knows how to make. Yeah, homemade. Homemade me love a small town. Homemade me want to settle down.
Check it out.
At the bonfire.
Bonfire.
The parking lot.
Parking lot.
Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
Maybe make a little magic in the moonlight. Don't wanna go too far.
Menard, Keith Urban there at 98Q Country. Good Tuesday to you on this 15th day of July. And we've got a busy reality radio. Tomorrow we are going to be chatting with, hang on a second here. The Post-it challenge has gotten me on air. Greg likes to put Post-it notes all over my studio. So we've got, let's see here, tomorrow morning, we'll talk a little Pioneer Days, which is a week from Friday already. We're going to talk about the big Price County Antique Association. Their big annual event out at the fairgrounds in Phillips is coming up this weekend. We'll talk with them. Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber will stop by. Monthly visit with Kendra from Embrace also will be a part of the show. And we're going to talk about the father-daughter dance, which is coming up out at Lena's on Sunday. And a rally for democracy is on the way this week also. And we'll welcome in Steve Gustafson to tell us a little bit about that event. So that's all on Reality Radio tomorrow morning. Our keyword, we're giving away a recliner for free. It's nearly a $600 recliner. And you have a chance to win it. All you have to do is pay attention just a little bit here. All right, we got a keyword for you. If you text us, you're going to be entered if you just do this right now. Text us the keyword recline, R-E-C-L-I-N-E, recline. All you have to do is Civic Media app. If you don't have it on your Android or iPhone, put it on there. You're going to need it eventually to listen to a ball game or something on our 98Q. So Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media app, put it on your phone, and then you tap on 98Q text, and recline, R-E-C-L-I-N-E, and you're in. You can get an entry every day, every weekday, today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, all next week, and the Wednesday leading up to Flamborama. And we're going to give it away on Flamborama weekend as we enjoy a laid-back summer with Shawamigan Home Furnishings and your friends right here, of course, at 98Q. Country.
Hey, it's Big G. One of my favorite places to eat is Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake. Your dinner destination. Handmade burgers, pizza, pork bellies, and buffets. Dining done right. Now open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 2:30, Saturday and Sunday at 11:30 through Labor Day. Wednesdays, buy one, get one half off pizza. Thursdays, German night. Saturday, pork bellies and prime rib. Sunday, four-piece chicken dinner with corn fritters. Let's not forget about Friday night's all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. Pontoon and fishing boat rentals daily. Book now at lenasnorthernpines.net. Our roads lead to Lena's Northern Pines or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
Let's take a moment to head on down to Wheelway and check in with Pete down there. How are we doing there, Pete?
Rocking and rolling.
We've got some special things going on down at Wheelway this month, Pete.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, we have our biggest sales event going on right now. We have a bunch of new inventory that's just hit the lot. If you're looking for a 3/4 ton, 1/2 ton truck, car, minivan, SUV, we got them all right here.
All right. And people can start that process at wheelwayautos.com, Pete. They can even start that financing if they've been turned down by other places or they think their credit is not that good. That's a good place to start right there, right?
Absolutely. No credit, bad credit, no problem. Make sure you go on our website at wheelwayautos.com, fill out a credit application, and you can give it, our finance guy will give you a call and you can drive one home today. It's that simple.
All right. Trade-ins are always welcome if you want to bring that in too. They can do it all in one stop, Pete.
Come on down here. If not, give us a call at 762-2467. I'm going to 762-2467. Joel, do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. I'm telling you, we got tons of savings and a bunch of brand new inventory hitting the lot here today.
Very good, Pete. Thank you much. Pete down at Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right there on Highway 13. Logger United Booster Club is proudly sponsored by Roger and Carol Meyer, who are great supporters of all of our local athletics and their teams.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Get ready for a laid-back summer with 98Q Country.
From July 15th to the 30th, we're picking one lucky qualifier every weekday, 12 in total. Listen for the daily keyword several times a day, then hit the text button on the 98Q page of the Civic Media app to enter. Every qualifier wins a prize, and one will kick back in style with a grand prize, a recliner from Shawamigan Home Furnishings in Park Falls. The winner will be drawn Friday, August 1st, under the Flamborama tent. Must be present to win. Listen for keywords every weekday through July 30th. A laid-back summer on 98Q.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free, confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
98Q Country.
Pulse and my heart still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing less Black Keys, baby, and my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say. 'Cause there's guys that can't communicate, that aren't looking for a heart to break. Always thought, hell no, no way. And then, oh my God, he walked in like a 6-2 dream, heaven sent. He says what he means, and he means what he says. And he's funny, and he's smart, and he's good. Soundtrack. The old me doesn't know how to feel about that. Am I okay? I think I'm okay.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 50 million people across the East Coast were hit with torrential downpours and damaging flash floods overnight. ABC's Mola Lange says the storm has moved on, but the transportation woes continue.
Major ripple effects being felt nationwide due to these storms. Nearly 1,500 flights have been impacted so far this morning, including flights in and out of Newark International Airport in New Jersey, LaGuardia in Queens, New York, and Reagan National Airport here just outside of Washington. Those are the most impacted airports.
In New York City, water gushed into subway platforms, causing some of the trains to stop. An investigation underway into the assisted living fire in Fall River, Massachusetts, that left 9 people dead and dozens hurt. Scrutiny over 2 fires burning in the Grand Canyon. The Park Service did not aggressively attack the flames right away. Now some are wondering why one of those fires destroyed the historic Grand Canyon Lodge. This hour, the government releasing new numbers on inflation. This is ABC News. Back on Earth, 4 private astronauts who lifted off on June 25th. They have now ended their mission aboard the International Space Station. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
The space travelers, one each from India, Poland, and Hungary, along with American Commander Peggy Whitson, completed 60 experiments in biological and material sciences during their 20 days in space. This morning in the fog off the coast of San Diego.
SpaceX copies splashdown and stable 1. On behalf of SpaceX, welcome home.
Happy to be back.
The next crewed mission to the ISS comes on July 31st when 2 American, 1 Russian, and 1 Japanese astronaut lift off. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Tesla has opened its first showroom in India, marking the company's long-anticipated debut in the world's 3rd largest automotive market.